AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. For the third consecutive season, the Phillies will be playing in October. Correspondent Colin Loughran reports.
The Phillies clinched a postseason spot with a 12-2 win over the Mets. Philadelphia starter Christopher Sanchez gutted out five innings of two-run baseball, and a six-run top of the fourth was highlighted by a loud three-run home run from Alec Bohm.
You see all the talent, you see all the guys, you see, you know, the front office, the moves they make and things like that. You know, you look at it on paper at the beginning of the year, and this team should be in the playoffs.
The home run was Bohm's 15th of the year and part of a four RBI night. Philadelphia is now 92-62, while New York is 85-69 on the season.
The Phillies' magic number to clinch the National League East is now down to one. Meanwhile, the Guardians are on the verge of wrapping up their division title. This report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Guardians have reduced their magic number to one for winning the AL Central with a 5-1 downing of the Cardinals. Ben Lively held St. Louis to a run and three hits over five innings to get the win. Lively says he's learned to bear down.
No holding back. I feel like a couple times in the past, I've kind of chilled out a little bit, thinking maybe got to figure it out a little bit, and bad things happen, and it's just all right, know what you're doing, just keep going, just wait till we're done, then I got plenty of time in the offseason to think about it.
Cleveland's bullpen allowed four hits over the final four frames without allowing a run. Jose Ramirez led the Cleveland offense by going 3-for-4 with a solo homer and two RBIs. Andrés Giménez and Lane Thomas also hit solo shots. Lars Nootbaar doubled home the Redbirds' lone run in the fourth.
The Orioles take another step toward a playoff berth of their own. Correspondent Craig Heist reports.
Colton Cowser and James McCann each homered twice to back the pitching of Corbin Burns, who won his 15th game of the year as the Orioles beat the Tigers 7-1. Burns threw seven shutout innings, striking out eight, as the Orioles keep their wild card lead intact.
We've had runs like this second half where we kind of sputter a little bit. So it's important for us to kind of keep our head down, not worry about what everyone else is doing, keep playing good baseball, and if we play like we did tonight, we're going to be right.
Anthony Santander also homered a two-run shot in the first inning off Tigers opener Tyler Holton. It was Santander's 43rd of the season. Trey Sweeney had an RBI single to account for the Tigers' lone run.
And a big night at-bat helps the Astros get closer to the postseason. This report from correspondent Adam Spillane.
Kyle Tucker finished 4-for-5 with a homer in the Astros' 9-7 win over the Angels. The win keeps Houston's lead for the AL West at 5 games, and it drops their magic number to 4.
No, I just think overall, I think we saw the ball pretty well and put together good at-bats, and I think that kind of just stemmed throughout the lineup. So, we did a pretty good job of that tonight, just trying to get on base and put the barrel on the ball, so I just kind of fed off everyone else.
Yiner Diaz collected 3 hits for Houston, while Alex Bregman and Jake Myers hit home runs and finished with 3 RBIs. Mauricio Dubon chipped in 2 hits. Kevin Pillar hit a home run for the Angels. Eric Wagaman went 3-for-4, scored 2 runs, and drove home a pair.
Elsewhere around baseball, the Rays need just a solo homer from Jonathan Aranda to blank the Blue Jays 1-0. 3 12th-inning runs give the Twins a 4-2 win over the Red Sox. Julio Rodriguez homers twice to help the Mariners beat up the Rangers 8-2. Juan Soto's pinch-hit 10th-inning double leads the Yankees to a 4-2 victory over the A's. The Cubs get a 3-1 win over the Nationals. The Reds use a 4-run third and a 3-run fourth to pull away from the Pirates 8-3. A 3-run first inning helps spur the Marlins to a 4-3 decision over the Braves. Lourdes Gurriel Jr.'s solo homer in the 6th breaks a 4-4 tie and gives the Diamondbacks a 7-4 victory over the Brewers. The Giants double up the Royals 2-1. The Dodgers get a 6-4 win over the Rockies, and a walk-off RBI double by Fernando Tatis Jr. in the 10th gives the Padres a 3-2 walk-off victory over the White Sox. For Chicago, that's loss number 118 on the year. Joel Embiid gets a new deal from the Sixers. George Kittle could miss Sunday's game for the Niners, and one of the top cornerbacks will miss the rest of the college football season. That and more is coming up after this. The 76ers have ensured that Joel Embiid is going to stick around. Embiid posted a photo on social media Friday, signing a contract with team owner Josh Harris. A source tells the AP that Embiid and the team has agreed to a 3-year extension worth almost $193 million to stay in Philadelphia. The 30-year-old was the league's most valuable player in 2023 and has made All-NBA 5 times in his career. In the NFL, the 49ers are already without running back Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey and wide receiver Deebo Samuel. And now they may also not have tight end George Kittle when they take on the Rams Sunday. Kittle missed practice both Thursday and Friday with a hamstring injury and is listed as doubtful to play in the game. Elsewhere, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says quarterback Jordan Love will be a game-time decision with the sprained knee that kept him out of Green Bay's Week 2 win over the Colts, while Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert says his status for Sunday's game against the Steelers is yet to be decided. Herbert has a high right ankle sprain. In college football, it took overtime, but number 24 Illinois gets a road win to start its Big Ten conference season, getting a 31-24 victory over 22nd-ranked Nebraska. Luke Altmyer threw for four touchdowns in the game, including one to Pat Bryant in the first overtime period. The Illini improved to 4-0 overall. The Cornhuskers are 3-1. And East Carolina defensive back Siobhan Revelle Jr., considered one of the top cornerback prospects, will miss the rest of the 2024 season after tearing the ACL in his left knee this week in practice. Revelle, widely considered a first-round pick in the upcoming NFL draft, has had 11 pass breakups and two defensive touchdowns since the start of 2023, including a 50-yard pick six in his last game against Appalachian State. Steve Carney, AP Sports.